Welcome back to our discussion about the Ramblers Association and with my guest Malcolm Stone, who is the Membership Secretary for the East Berkshire Ramblers. We've been hearing about the history and the number of successes that the organisation has had to allow us to roam the countryside more. But let's talk a bit more specifically about the local group. And Malcolm, do you still have room for more members?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, the key thing is you do not have to be a member of the Ramblers to come on a walk with us.
Oh, that's
initially,
very interesting. Yes.
Initially. So you can come on 2 to 3 walks. After that, we'd ask you to consider joining the Ramblers.
And how much does it cost to join the Ramblers?
Well, for an individual member, that is £41 a year. But that gives you access to walks with any group in England and Wales. And if, for instance, you want to join as a couple, and that doesn't have to be a married couple, it's only £55 a year. So that, in financial terms, is a much better deal.
Yeah. Now, the walk's continuous, or do you stop to look at buildings on the way or the wildlife?
Each walk is different. However, if there are points of interest, particularly like buildings, I will have a note with me of the building and the history of the building. Quite often, people will stop. On Sunday, we were on a walk, and one of our members has the app on her phone to identify plants. Sometimes, we're walking through fields of crops, and we think, what's that crop? Point the phone at it, and it will tell you what the plant is.
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting.
Amazing, isn't it? And
yeah.
I imagine you must do quite a lot of research for your walks before you start.
Well, all walk leaders recce the walk beforehand. So most of us will have a guide to the walk with instructions and a map of the walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I go out on a recce of a walk, and if I'm going through woodland, I might find there's a tree trunk across the footpath.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go online and report that obstruction. But I'll give you an extremely good example of in our area. I recce'd the walk, and I got to this massive field of rapeseed with a crossfield path.
Mm-hmm.
The rapeseed had fallen in from both sides on the path, so I was literally chest deep in rapeseed plant. And if I was leading a group on the actual walk, I thought, this is not on.
Mm.
So I got in touch with my contact at Windsor and Maidenhead Council, and we said, right, we'll get in touch with the landowner. And so we got in touch with the landowner and said, look, there's going to be a walk going through here on X date. Please clear a path. And they did.
Oh, excellent.
They cleared it. You know, so it does work sometimes.
Yes. Can I just ask you, for people who perhaps want to join you on one of your next walks, you've got one, I believe, coming up in the Marlow area
soon. We've got 4. Would you believe? You have timed it perfectly, which is a happy coincidence. One of my favourite words is serendipity. Yeah. So anyway, I am leading a walk of 6.25 miles from the Cork Gardens car park on Pound Lane.
Mm-hmm.
We usually start our walks at 10 a.m. Some are at 10:15. And that will go along the towpath and then cut up to Hayford Golf Club, then go towards Danesfield School, and we go through the woods there, and eventually we get to Bovingdon Green, and then we drop back down to Marlow. So this is circular walks. I have one walk out of my whole library of walks, which is linear, which is a little bit different. I'd done that earlier in the year, but that would go from Hurley to Bolter's Lock, because it's the Millennium Walk, which was created in the Millennium.
Yeah. Do you have a website so that people can get the details
we
correct?
We do. EastBerksRamblers.org.
Right.
If you go on that, we have a box on the homepage which says next walks. So that will have our next 6 to 7 walks. And before I forget, you said about upcoming walks. On the 21st of August, we have 2 walks.
Oh.
We have a short walk and we have a long walk. So again, if you want further details, look on our website. As I said, we normally walk Wednesday mornings and Sunday mornings, but if you can only do certain days in the week, you go on the main Ramblers website, ramblers.org, and they have a find a group walk page. And if you put the area that you live, they will then give you a list of walks within 25 miles of your area. And I know, for instance, like Amersham Ramblers have a walk nearly every day of the week apart from Mondays. So don't be put off if you think, oh, I can't do Wednesday, do Sunday.
Do people need to reserve a place or can they just turn up on the day?
No, if they did, it would be on the information on the walk. But no, you do not normally need to do. However, if you are somebody who has never been on a walk before, you might want to. The contact detail of the walk leader is on the details of the walk, and you could contact them and if you wanted a bit more further information. But if not, then just turn up on the walk. Now, key thing here is, I said to you earlier that I'm leading the walk at 10 a.m. That's when the walk starts. So you need to be there and give yourself time to change into walking boots, whatever, and then be ready for a 10 o'clock depart.
And apart from boots, any other equipment that they should bring with them?
Depends on the walk, but if you are somebody who is not yet a Ramblers member, I would not rush to get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is, if you become a Ramblers member and you can get to a Cotswold outdoor store, you'll get 15% discount.
Oh, that's a bonus.
Right?
Yeah.
Most of the outdoor shops, if you say you're a Ramblers member and show your Ramblers card, you'll get 10%. Yeah.
And what about refreshments? Do you stop en route for those or should
we
they bring things
do.
With them?
We have the ubiquitous, what we call banana break. It's not compulsory to have a banana, right? So, yeah, it's about 10 minutes, give or take, that we have for that break just to catch our breath. And then we carry on.
And just going back to something you said earlier on, for their first few walks, they don't have to pay any money.
No.
But then, of course, they become members if they want to carry on.
They can, yes. You get a walk magazine and you get access to the little Ramblers Library of Walks. It means that you can walk with any Ramblers group in England and Wales. In England, only 8% of the land do we have the right to roam. That membership fee is helping the Ramblers towards fighting legal cases against people who are trying to restrict access to their landowners. Yeah.
Malcolm, thank you very much indeed. It's a fascinating subject and you tremendous detail you've given us, and thank you very much.
No problem. It's a pleasure to see you, Chris.
Just before we finish, I'll mention your email address for people if they want to get in touch, they want more information from you about walking. It's membership@eastbarksramblers.org. And don't forget, there's a walk on Wednesday the 21st of August, starting from the Gosmore Lane car park in Marlow. It starts at 10:15 and it's a flat 4-mile walk. Once again, thank you, Malcolm. All very well explained.